Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. Well, this is Memorial Day weekend, and many of you have probably some fun plans to celebrate this long vacation weekend. I know my kids do. But let's not forget about the significance of this weekend. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe some of you are going to be going to a parade or a memorial service to honor and remember those who have served our country. I know my father has served in the United States Army for many years, and I'm very proud of the service that he had. Mm-hmm. We're also, Bruce, wanting to put a little bit of twist on the whole topic of Memorial Day today.
Sure, and I'm glad you said something about your father. My dad was a World War II vet, is a mm-hmm. World War II vet in the Corps, and we do want to honor those who serve our country, and we seem to be losing that. But yeah, we do want to make a little twist today and talking about how God is a memory-making God and how he's established many memorial ceremonies to help us his people to remember his mighty works. Remember the rainbow where God promised he wouldn't destroy the earth again with another flood, or Passover, that holy feast filled with so much imagery that forced the Jewish moms and dads to explain to their kids the deliverance of God's people out mm-hmm. of the bondage of Egypt and into the land flowing with milk and honey. And it was also a foretelling of God's plan of salvation for you and for me. And, you know, God knows that memorials will help to increase our faith as we're reminded of his faithfulness as we see those. And they can also help increase the faith of our families as they see those reminders and remember God's faithfulness. And remember the one that probably is the most outstanding is Joshua, where God commanded the people of Israel to erect a monument made of stones, one for each tribe, to commemorate where the ark crossed the Jordan. Remember what they were called?
Sure, sure. They were called Ebenezers.
Lord, I raise my Ebenezer.
Exactly, as the old hymn goes.
That's
sure,
right.
Sure.
And those memorials were built so that kids would ask their parents, you know, what are these stones here for? And they would have to explain to them God's faithfulness in crossing them into the land of milk and honey. And, you know, Jesus set up a memorial for us. He said, do this in remembrance of me, the cup and the bread. So we're forced to explain the meaning of communion to our children. Are you beginning to see a little pattern here?
That God doesn't want us to forget. He mm-hmm. wants parents to tell their children all about the great things that he's done.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. God has commanded his people to create visual reminders to keep them telling his redemptive story to their children over and over again. Why? Because he wants us to remember, which implies that you know so well from me.
We're gonna
forget.
That's
sure. right. That's right. So memorials are built in the present to celebrate and commemorate things that God's done for us in the past so that those in the future can remember what God has done in their lives. And that's our job as moms and dads, to help our kids remember what God has done in the life of our family. And the question becomes, what are some of the Ebenezers that you're raising to help your kids remember the family story? And I shared this story once where I was visiting a family and they had a beautiful garden and they had little artifacts all through it with names and dates painted on them. And I asked the owner of the garden, you know, what was up with that? And he said, well, you know, on each of our vacation trips, our kids would bring home a little evidence of their trip, a rock, a piece of driftwood, a shell, and they would paint their name on it in a year and place it somewhere in our garden so that every time we're in the garden, we look at it and remember and smile about those vacations.
Bruce, I remember that being a real cool idea.
Yeah, it is. And it got me thinking about what could be some visual reminders that we place in our homes. You know, a picture, a family Bible, a piece of art. Karen and I have picked up on something we did at church, too, Cap. You know, a little seat out in our garden with some stones and words painted on them, like God's leading or God's protection, to mm-hmm. bring mm-hmm. back a memory of what God had done in our specific family. So, you know, those are a lot of different ways that we can begin to raise Ebenezers around the house so our kids will remember.
And Bruce, we're going to try and post some more of these ideas on the website as well, pebblesoftruth.com. So go out there and click on the family activity link and you'll be able to see some more ideas.
Well, let's just remember as we wrap up that God is a memory-making God. He never wants us to forget all that he's done for us. So let's think about how we can build some visual memorials to his faithfulness in our homes this weekend.
And we've planned a memory-making Father's Day activity as well. On Saturday, June 19th at the Clipper Stadium in Lancaster, bring dads out for a fun night at the ballpark. It's going to be a great game against the York Revolution, and of mm-hmm. course, there's going to be fireworks.
Yes, sir.
Go out to our website, pebblesoftruth.com, for more information and to purchase your tickets. Have a great Memorial Day weekend, and keep building your house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again, or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.